473 Indian Road, Toronto, Sunday, May 6th, 1917. Dear Roy, we received your trench card written March 31st, 1917, but have no word from you since. Have been looking for word from you every day. Hope you are alive and well, not wounded, and not a prisoner. Agnes and I got moved into our new home last Monday, and although we haven't got entirely straightened around yet, we are enjoying it very much. Wish you could drop in tonight and see us. I wonder where you are and what you are doing every night, and wonder if you are fighting in those terrible battles that are taking place. Everything is all right at this end of the line, and will be. And we all hope you will be safe and sound over there, and get back to us all as soon as you possibly can, and by your wife and 7 children. Wish they would send you home on furlough for your children's sake. On the 22nd May, our lodge is going to visit another lodge, and I have to respond to the toast to our lodge, so must get up something very good for the occasion. I have neglected writing to you for the last week or two, but will try and keep it up regularly now. We sold our house very well, didn't make anything, but we will get our money out of it when our mortgage is paid off. Uncle and aunt are very well, was up there to lunch last Wednesday. Well, Roy, must close now and wish you best luck in your health, happiness, and safety. Lovingly, your bro, Fred.